Morning for McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned into the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, for your ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So gentlemen, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yes, we are Louis J. I'm Jay, he's Louis. We are a producer DJ duo from Texas.
There we go. Okay, gentlemen. So, first and foremost, let's talk about your time here in Canada. How has the weather been?
It's been amazing. We've been we're used to the heat, but the weather is pretty amazing up here. So,
it's pretty cold.
Pretty chilly.
Pretty chilly. Yeah. So, for the people at home who don't know where you guys are from, like, explain a little bit about like your hometown to us.
We're from Laredo, Texas. It's a small town in Texas, border town in Texas, border town with Mexico. So, yeah, that's where we're at. There's not much, but we were born and raised there.
Now, last night we were chatting a little bit ago, but both of you guys have had an opportunity to go skiing. So explain that. How did that all transpire? You're literally at the southern tip of America, and you guys were given the opportunity to put some skis on your feet. Like, what was that about?
I felt like Bambi, for sure. I didn't know what I was doing. I was falling as soon as I put on the skis. but it was a great experience, touching a lot of snow. We're not used to the snow. I've probably seen snow 6-7 times in my lifetime. So it was a great experience learning how to ski and just being in the mountain. Cool.
And what about yourself when you were on those skis? What were you thinking?
It was like my brother said. It was pretty hard at first, to be honest. But I feel like as you start practicing more and more, you just start to feel a little bit more comfortable. I honestly did feel like I needed an extra day in order for me to actually get.
Yeah, because we only were there for a day. We got 6 minutes just one time, but I felt like maybe staying a couple of days, 3 or 4 days, we could get the hang of it. The more the practice, the more you get the thing. So
yeah, we'll have to bring you back to Canada.
Yes, for sure.
It was a good time for sure. We just really enjoyed just being in the mountains.
Being with nature, that's what it's all about.
So now, in regards to what you guys do, tell us a little bit about how this started. Because you guys are a duo, and when you're DJing, it's a whole thing to see you guys perform.
It's an experience.
It's an experience. Thank you, Tanner. How did that start?
It started back in, I believe, late 2015, early 2016. Originally, it was a group of friends, me, my brother, and there was these two other friends. We had a whole little DJ crew, in our house and stuff. And then I believe it was my brother that came up with the idea that he wanted to just do for us to actually join forces to do Louis J. Yeah. It took us a while to actually come up with the name Louis J. He was the one that came up with it. It started around 2015, and then 2016, that's where we started going to our festivals and all that stuff. We started getting a lot of inspiration from it, and then from there we just started trying to put our name in the local scene. But I feel like originally it wasn't I mean, it was good, but I feel like the local scene wasn't all about that type of music.
In our hometown, yes.
Yeah, in our hometown.
So we're like, okay, what can we do? What's next? You know, it's always that mentality, what's next? So we started producing our own music, and we started gaining a fan base and started getting recognized by other bigger artists that were already on tour. And it just went up from there.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I feel like it's power manifestation. I don't know. It's crazy, dude. Because whenever we started producing, like, every time, like, we would, like, produce music and also go to festivals at the same time. And I believe there was this one time that I think we went to go see Excision, I believe, in, like, 2018. And, yeah, I went to go see him at this festival, and he was, like, playing, like, all of these bangers and stuff, right? But he had, like crazy lasers, dude. And I was like, damn, dude, like, how would it sound, like, for him to play, like, one of our songs with, like, a bunch of lasers? And yeah, dude, so we started like sending him music, and I mean, we didn't get a response back, but eventually he just like dropped it, and he dropped it with like a bunch of lasers. And like, God,
he dropped the Destruction.
Yeah, the Destruction. So it was crazy, dude. We just kind of like, I don't know, just saw it here and then from there. Just, yeah, I mean, it's been a crazy journey for sure.
That's wild. So, like, you guys are on the topic where I wanted to ask, what was it like when you found out that Excision played your song?
It was a unexplainable feeling, like just a bunch of mixed emotions, super excited. He made it a great, I don't know how to, he made that live edit. It was like a peekaboo edit with Destruction, I believe. And it was like in his mid set, like 30 minutes in, and he just made that exclusive live edit, and a lot of people were asking, like, who are these guys? Like, what drop is this? And they started recognizing our name. And it's just like, just super, super grateful, because that's what makes the whole project alive. It's the fan base, it's the support that you get. Like, that's what doesn't matter anything else. Like, us as independent artists, like, we got the fans that just back us up, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It was just like crazy getting that amount of support. And shout out Excision as well. I guess he was the first artist to actually like put us out there, and then from there, it's just like started getting our own gigs and started getting our own opportunities. So
it's a pretty legit cosign.
Sure, yeah. Facts. Now, I saw last night you talking about the fans and like the people who are supporting you. What's that like? Like, you guys, after spending some time with you, are super humble individuals. So, like, last night after the show, all of a sudden you have all these people who want to, like, take pictures with you and talk to you. Like, what's that like for you guys?
Yeah. It's an amazing feeling, dude, because I feel like without them, we wouldn't be where we're at, like, right now. So, honestly, we're super grateful for our supporters and our fans, because they're the ones that made this happen. And yeah, it's been a beautiful journey so far, and I give all the thanks to them for sure.
Yeah, we're super appreciative with how they stuck with us like throughout the journey. Like we were mentioning, like, it's not just one specific genre that we want to stick in. We want to be like a global artist, you know.
Sure.
We want to expand, and there's a lot of people that are just there with us, you know, and that means the world.
Sure.
It's not, it has to be like, oh, this specific genre, we produce or we make what comes from heart. We're very genuine people, and but yeah, it's amazing.
I guess, like, for like the genre topic, I would say like for us to, like, obviously where we make like a bunch of artists. I mean, artists, we make a bunch of like genres and stuff, and we're very versatile with what we do, but. What we want to reach that goal where no matter if it's like a house song or like a dubstep or like a trap song or whatever, but you can say like, oh damn, like that's Louis J, if that makes any sense. Like, no matter what genre, but it's just like, damn. So that's pretty much like the goal that we try to like do with our music, and yeah, just always try to like push it to the max for sure.
There we go. Well, listen, guys, I know where we are on this highway, so this guy's gonna have to do some maneuvering, so we're gonna cut this episode off. But
sure.
Before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So we have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
We give a
shout-out or plug to anything. Anything.
Shout-out Canada for treating us well. It was an amazing journey. thank you guys for having us. And hope to see you guys soon. Hopefully we can do this again.
Thank you, guys.
There we go. Okay, well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Norrell Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. I hope everybody at home is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
Here we go, boys.
I just died at this. That's another Mac City Morning Show done.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.